Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, my mate, one of my mates is looking for a new housemate at the moment. There's someone left to go travelling for a year.
Is it the mate that liked Becky's voice?
No, someone different.
Okay.
And so he's advertised on, I think, Gumtree and a couple of other online sites, advertised this room. There's about five or six of them in this big house. And my mate's a little bit obsessed with exercise. He's got weights in his room and stuff. So obviously his mobile's been ringing quite a lot because he's put his mobile number as the contact if you want the new house.
As you would do.
Yeah. So last night, this girl calls up and like, "Hi, could you tell me about the room, please?" Mm. Now, he was in the middle of doing weight, so the conversation sounded a little bit like this. "Yeah, hi, yeah, it's a 6-bedroom house." She's like, "Okay, how many people live there?" "4 boys, 1 girl." She's like, "Okay, yeah, it's a really friendly house. We're all professional people." And is that wise, do you think? Obviously, he was exercising, but what does she think at that point?
This is a friend, is it?
Yeah, this is a friend of mine, yeah.
Okay, a friend.
Yes.
It's not you who lives in a 6-bedroom house with a flatmate.
No.
I have moved out.
Really not,
okay,
no.
Okay, all right then.
No, I haven't got a 6-bedroom house. I really haven't.
Sorry, 7.
Is that bad, though? What do you think she came away from that conversation thinking? Okay, well, he's a perv.
Yes. Do you want me to...
He's just obsessed with exercise, that's all. It's happened to me today as well. Somebody from Radio 1 Online called me, and I was at the top of a hill running at the time, because you know I'm doing this Great North Run in a couple of weeks' time. He's like, "Hi, it's Sam." I'm like, "Hi, yeah, can I call you back?" I just don't think it gives off the right thing, does it?
You know? Which hill were you on top of?
Pardon?
Which hill were you on top of?
I was on top of Parliament Hill in London.
He was actually worried about that with Sam, because I got a text message and he said, "I really hope I've just spoken to Scott on a run." And I texted him back, "Why do you hope that you've..."
Isn't Parliament Hill on Hampstead Heath?
I think it's the beginning of it.
So you took a phone call from Sunday at Radio 1 whilst you were panting on Hampstead Heath?
Yeah, that's right.
And what do I think the person in Radio 1 Online thought?
Okay. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, we're talking about all these webcams that so many people have across the world on the internet. We, in particular, got a little bit obsessed with PandaCam last week, which is just loads of pandas not doing much, but it's strangely addictive. A bit like Big Brother, but only with like more interesting things on it when you watch the streaming coverage. Now, I've got another webcam which I'd like everyone to look at now, which is available at... Well, I won't tell you the web address just yet, but show it to Becky now. If you click on that, this is an amazing webcam. Look at that. Where's that?
Wow.
Good, eh?
That's upstairs on the desk.
That's right. Now, I did promise you... I promise you Becky Cam, and there it is.
Right.
Okay.
Nothing's moving on it, though. That's not real.
It's not in your house, but it is on your desk. So we'll be able to see exactly what goes on at Becky's desk on this webcam.
That's just a photo, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's live. I think there's like a...
Look at you. Can see the clock. The time says 17 minutes to 5 on that clock.
5-second delay on it.
I like the way you've forgotten to take down your picture of Moira Stewart that's stuck on the printer.
Oh, rubbish. Take that off.
But so when does this happen from?
Right now. Go online to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go to the Scott Mills pages and just click on the Becky cam.
That's on now.
Well, I'm just checking that it's on. Hang on.
It's on.
Is it on?
Yeah, on your homepage.
Nice one. Right, let's prove this works because everyone's like, "Oh, it's not live. It's just a picture, like they do on films."
Right.
So
this is actually happening. Right?
You go upstairs now to the office, right? And phone me from the desk phone upstairs, and I'll put you through, and then we can have a little chat, and then you can wave and stuff, and everyone can see you.
Okay.
So you'll be able to see exactly what goes on in the offices at Radio 1 for the next 2 weeks on Becky Cam.
So that camera is live.
It's on the desk now, it's live.
24 hours a day?
Yeah, pretty much.
7 days?
We switch it off sometimes.
Oh, right, phew.
Yeah. Not in the daytime, it's on most of the day. In daytime hours. So go online, have a look at it. bbc.co.uk/radio1 on the Scott Mills pages. what?
She has actually just appeared on the screen and has picked the phone up.
Right, now she's ringing me, hang on. This is cool, I love this.
Oh, that's seriously weird.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Ah, hello?
Hello, you're on.
Wave.
Wave, and we'll see it in 5 seconds.
Just wave, there's a delay.
Okay, waving.
There's
the wave. Is this freaking you out?
It is weird. I'm going to show them all your accessories on your desk.
No, don't.
This is nice. This nice special clock.
Oh, that's my carriage clock.
Yeah, you've got loads of stuff here.
Yeah. So you can see our desks now, everyone online. I mean, there are people that are just, you know, in offices, put a camera on their water coolers and stuff. Boring.
But this is just me on the phone.
You are obscuring the picture of Moira Stewart at the moment. Can you
Sorry.
Just bend forward a little
Moved.
Bit?
Moved. There she is.
So if you go online,
beautiful.
A 5 second delay, but that is Becky Cam. I told you I'd make it work, and it's happening right now. Go online. Let me know what you think at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
I didn't say bend forward just so you could see down her top. I know that wasn't why I said that.
Could you remove the picture of Moira, please, but keep it safe?
Okay, it's done.
Okay,
keep
right.
your top on.
Yeah, keep your top on. Thanks, love. Go and have a look. Lee and Ellesmere Port's already had a look. Oh, my God, this is weird.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. People are loving the Becky Cam already. Go online at bbc.co.uk/...
Becky, don't... Radio 1. Don't adjust your bra strap. You're on the webcam.
People can see you all over the world. Oh, no.
You know?
Clive in Kent is loving it. Strangely addictive. It is, though. You've been watching it during Chris Brown.
I haven't been able to take my eyes off her during that.
Yeah. I think Becky is deliberately pushing her chest out, says one of the texts. I don't think that's
true. She just got up. Where's she gone? Come back.
Come back, Becky.
This is weird.
It's really strange.
I know the desk and I know Becky, therefore why am I watching this? Because this is just watching somebody in my own office.
But can you turn
it
off?
Oh, God, it's really gone downhill now.
Oh, no, who's on?
Greg James.
Oh, no.
He really will do anything, won't he?
What's he doing now?
I don't know. He's probably opening an envelope or something.
Mm-hmm. He's always here, isn't he?
Isn't he?
Always here.
Does he not have a home to go
to?
I
don't know. I heard he is house hunting at the moment, so maybe he's actually living upstairs.
He's just hoping for some work.
Yeah. This seems so unbelievably wrong, says James in Brighton.
She keeps making signs and holding them up to the camera.
Tell Becky to stop making signs and do some work, from Tom in Leicester. Wow, Becky is hot. From Carl, he's very pleased about Becky Cam somewhere in Scotland. Go online, have a look. And if you'd like to email Becky, as long as you're nice, that would be great.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, poor Adele.
What's wrong with Adele?
Well, you know her song, Chasing Pavements?
Yeah.
Should she give up or should she just keep chasing pavements?
Yeah.
Right. Have you seen this? Some radio station in America has banned that song. They're not playing it at all because they think it's rude.
What? Why?
Right, okay. Some bright spark on... Well, I'm not allowed to say what website it is, but it's a dictionary about urban things.
Yeah.
They have... as you may have seen on there, definitions of certain urban phrases and what they mean. And they put up what chasing pavements means, and it's wrong. But obviously, that's not what chasing pavements is at all. It's just a normal song about, you know, love and stuff.
I remember now, yeah.
And we have mentioned this before.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, one station's banned it, and it's looking like loads of stations are now banning Adele's Chasing Pavements in America... because of what it says on the dictionary that is urban.
Don't be nasty
online.
To Adele.
It's not about that at all. But I feel in some way that we are slightly responsible for her not having her song played in American radio.
Why? Were you the one that posted it?
Yes. No. No, but we mentioned it and I think it brought it to people's attention. Mm. So
you are responsible.
So sorry, Adele, that you're... I mean... It's a good time for female singer-songwriters at the moment. Duffy's doing really well. Adele was doing really well. It's all going to go wrong now. I'm really sorry.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Talking about that Adele thing and chasing pavements and what it says on that dictionary,
which
is not the right thing about the song at all.
No.
On a similar subject, there's an advert which is on in America for some nuts, right? And people are now thinking that is filth as well. Because on the advertising slogan... it says this. Listen to this.
It's not about anything else.
Go to your room and lock the door. Because when you try it once, you want to try it some more. Size doesn't matter, and that's a fact. It might be small, but it's a big impact. Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as well. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
person, they like it a lot. You can do it at school, just don't get caught. It takes a few minutes if you don't delay. Take your time, make your last all day.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of cold nuts and bust a nut.
So that, now, on that same website, the dictionary, where they have definitions of urban things on, bust a nut.
Yeah.
Bust a nut.
Yeah.
Right, let me just show you. Let me just... Have you got that up there, though?
Yeah, that's kind of what I assumed.
Yeah, that's what they think bust a nut means. Mm. It's the same as Adele's Chasing Pavements. I don't think it means that at all. People are thinking that's filth now, and it's just a simple, innocent advertising slogan for a corn snack. Some people, really.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And now...
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, I love this quiz. Three situations. You tell me what happened next. It's dead easy.
Oh, what's occurring?
We're only into day two of season three, and I've forgotten who is winning.
It was a draw yesterday.
Oh, my God, mate. It can't be that difficult. It was only yesterday, and it was a draw.
I've got lots of things going on, you know, in my head.
Really?
Really.
There's a lot of space for them to move around, that's why.
What? Okay. So it's a draw. So let's do day two of season three right now.
Oh, what's occurring?
Feel free to play along at home on 81199 if you're just coming back from work. Here's the first one today. You know James King?
Mm-hmm.
He knows loads about films, doesn't he, right?
Yep.
He's on Radio 1. He's our resident film expert. So we have given him a film quiz. Now, last time we did this with him, we had an exotic dancer trying to put him off.
Oh, she was lovely.
Oh, she was. Now, today we had another try. Same thing again, a movie quiz, but without the stripper. He's married now, you know.
What, the stripper?
No.
James King. He's not married
to the stripper.
He married the stripper? No.
Yeah, they met on Oh, What's Occurring, and now they're...
It's our first Oh, What's Occurring wedding.
Brilliant, did you buy a hat?
No, he didn't marry a stripper. He's married, so we can't get the stripper in again.
All right.
But we have found another way to put him off. How many film questions would James King get right in 50 seconds... while we throw stuff at his head?
Oh. I bet you didn't tell him that before you asked him to do it, I guess.
No.
He was going to get round two.
Mm-hmm. Chappers.
Well, can I ask a question before I do the guess? Was it you throwing things at him?
No.
Right, okay.
Why does that make a difference?
Because you throw like a girl and you wouldn't have got anywhere near hitting
him. I could have hit James King's head. He was only sat where you are.
You couldn't. You can't throw properly.
You can't throw properly. You rubbish it through.
I'm going to say six.
Chappers is saying six. Becky.
sorry, you said my name in a really strange way then. Five.
You're saying five. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Radio 1's film expert, James King, trying to answer questions about films. How many would he get right? Simple questions. You answer as many as you can in 1 minute,
yeah,
while we throw things at your head. Ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
What year were the Oscars first held?
Ah, Jaffa Cakes are just... that really hurt. 29.
Correct. Who voiced Buzz...
Ow.
Who voiced Buzz Lightyear in the Toy Story film?
Tim Allen.
Correct. Which film won Best Picture at the Oscars in 99?
I'm going to throw the Jaffa Cakes. Ah, that really hit my face. 99, American Beauty.
Correct. Name the Lindsay Lohan film where Jamie Lee Curtis stars as her mum.
Sorry, I've just got a big green cushion in my face. It's Freaky Friday.
Correct. In Back to the Future, what speed must the DeLorean reach...
Ow!
Reach to travel through time.
Oh, 180.
No, 88. Some of those sounded like they really hurt.
It sounded like you were throwing, like...
Well, what happened was we threw it at his head and it kind of hit him and then bounced onto the wall.
Like,
that noise.
It sounds like we were in a prison from that. Do that again. They are... They are normal walls. They just sound a bit strange.
It sounded like you were throwing like the bin at him and like the printer and stuff. Was it just Jaffa cakes you were throwing?
No.
Jaffa cakes really make that noise, don't they?
The cushions, right.
Cushions and stuff. I don't know who won that because I forgot to count how many.
I think I might go back and sit in my camera.
I am going to say that...
Who do you like best today?
I think it was four, so therefore me. Becky wins. There we are. Sorry.
Oh!
Jaffa's is despairing.
Might as well just go.
We just forgot to count.
Is there any way of making this quiz not numerically based? Then it might help.
Right. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
You know Sarah Cox?
Yes.
Yay!
Do you think she likes Kings of Leon?
I think she loves Kings of Leon.
Do you think she can maybe sing along with their hits?
No.
No?
Bless
no.
her.
Well, the thing is, because the Kings of Leon guy has got a mumbly voice, hasn't he?
I don't think anyone can sing along, actually, I think the words to Kings of Leon.
You can sing the tune, but do you know the words? Mm. It's hard. So, we played Sarah Cox three Kings of Leon songs, and then we stopped them. How many would she carry on singing the right words to? Becky.
None.
Oh, for God's sake.
What? You always do that to me. I did it to you this time.
One.
So you think one?
No, I don't think. I don't think one at all, but I can't go none.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Radio 1's Sarah Cox trying to sing Kings of Leon.
I think she did well.
She got the tune, she didn't really know the words though, so that's zero. Next.
I'm only chambers and you got it inside. And you want it and you got it. Money chambers on the funny side. Money chambers on the funny side. Break it down.
Oh, I love her.
I love her, but really not.
She's doing better than anybody else when they've done this.
Yeah, she's getting the tune.
She's getting the tune.
No words. Next.
This sex is on fire. Oh, right there on my tire. My pants are on fire. My sex is on fire. Is your sex on fire? I'll put it out.
Is that a no as well?
That'd be a no. Becky gets two.
Do they not sing, sex is on fire, I'm going to roll my own tyre?
No.
Or whatever she says.
I'm changing my tyre.
Oh. What's occurring?
Okay. 2-0 to Becky. Next. You know Lorraine Kelly?
Yes.
She seems so nice on TV, doesn't she?
She's very nice.
But how nice is she off screen?
Why?
What if someone she didn't know phoned her up?
Yeah.
So earlier today, I called Lorraine Kelly pretending to be a mad stalker person. But how long do you think Lorraine Kelly would stay on the phone for with one of her biggest fans?
Oh, the accent's back on.
Oh, do you do an accent?
Oh, yeah. I think it does my accent.
Do my special stalker voice.
Which happens to be my voice.
No, so you're going to do a West Country accent, are you?
Cheers, then.
You'll listen, you'll hear in a minute.
Okay, how long will she stay on the phone? 22 seconds.
Okay, Becky.
10 seconds to that.
Okay.
I've heard your accents before.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Lorraine Kelly getting a call from a stalker. But how long will she stay on the phone for?
Hello?
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 Is that Lorraine Kelly?
Yes.
Prove it. Hello?
Prove it.
Are you Lorraine Kelly off the TV?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
Hello.
I love you.
Oh, that's very kind.
I think you're a brilliant idea. I'm your biggest fan.
That's nice.
I love you. Right. Are you really Lorraine Kelly?
Yes, I am.
For telly. Right, prove it. Say hello and welcome to LK Today.
Hello and welcome to LK Today.
Oh my God, it's actually Lorraine Kelly. I love you, Lorraine. You're brilliant.
Thank you very much.
I think you're amazing. I'm your biggest fan.
You're very excitable.
Oh, I love you. I can't believe I'm actually speaking to actual Lorraine Kelly on the phone. I've watched you for years on the TV. Mum? Mum, I got Lorraine Kelly. Will you speak to my mum on the phone?
No, that's fine.
Oh, no, she's gone all shy.
Has she?
Oh, no, she didn't want to come to phone.
Oh, that's
oh, can I speak to you a bit more, then?
What is
this voice? Yes. How did you get my number, darling?
What?
How did you get my number?
I just found it. And it said Lorraine Kelly, and I was like, I can't be Lorraine Kelly's number.
Number.
I said that can't be Lorraine Kelly's number. I phoned it, and Lorraine Kelly answers the phone. What's the chance of that?
I don't know.
Oh, I love you, Lorraine.
Right, okay.
You're brilliant. Say it again. Hello, welcome to LK Today.
Hello, and welcome to LK Today.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. This is like the happiest moment of my whole life.
Oh, son, you must not get out much.
Oh, it's so exciting. Oh, Lorraine, can I speak?
Yeah, listen, Flower, I'm really sorry, but I've got to go. I have to
get
home. No, but I'll miss my plane, and I've got to go.
We can speak some more, though.
No, you're fine. Bye. Bye.
No, bye. Lorraine, don't go. Lorraine? Lorraine?
How nice was she?
I know.
I thought you were going to do an accent.
So if... If you are, you know, if you ever fancy calling Rain Kelly, if you do find her number, she'll talk to you for ages, even if you are a stalker. You won that one.
How long was it?
2 minutes.
Wow.
Oh. What's occurring?
So, 2-1 is the score today to Becky on Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you did on 81199.
Can you do that character more, please? I like that.
My stalker character?
Yeah.
Okay, it can become regular if you want.
Brilliant.
Oh. What's occurring?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Someone says, oh my God, what's happening on Becky Cam? They are all gasping. Becky looked worried. Sarah in Northampton. People are so addicted to this now.
Can I ask a question about this?
Go.
Is our boss using this as a way to talk to ladies?
Maybe.
Because he's appearing on it as much as Becky is.
Yeah. Oh, hang on, that's probably them upstairs now. Hello? Hi, is that Becky? Give me a second, hang on. Right. Sarah, you just texted in. Here's the reason why Becky was going mad. Go on.
Because someone's watching me on a 50-inch screen in their office and they'd sent me a photo of it.
Oh, yeah, we just got that as well.
Yeah, and I was a little bit freaked out as to why someone would want to do that.
Well, they're just going to have it on all the time now. Loads of people have.
I know.
Why is our boss on there for all the time with you?
Oh, they're going mad for grey T-shirt, man.
Are they?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's just sitting there more because they're emailing him and going, here's that nice guy on the camera.
Yeah.
And is he emailing them back?
No, he's too shy for that, but I email back saying he's my boss, be nice, please.
What, so you're setting him up with all these girls?
No.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like it to me.
Abuse. Abuse, I tell you, of Becky Cam. Go online, have a look. It's the Radio 1 office upstairs. It's our skanky office, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Click on Becky Cam. Can you come downstairs now? Because it's time for Badly Bleep TV.
Okay, bye.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
How's the cam stuff going?
It's really good.
Yeah, it's taking off, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really good. Someone said it's not as good as the series I did with David Walliams, but it is quite funny.
Oh, yeah, Matt Lucas. Shall we do some Badly Bleep TV?
Let's do it.
Let's do that, then. OK, we've got lots of clips from our favourite TV shows, but there is a missing word. Just tell me what the word is. It's Chappers Against Becky. You can play along at home. Badly Bleep TV now on Tuesdays after 6. Right, here's the first one. And it's Piers Morgan on his TV show talking to old washed-up 80s comedian Jim Davidson.
I want to talk to him about birds, booze and blow...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What's the missing word?
Blokes.
Blokes.
Oh, chappers.
Becky? Come
Hello.
On. Hello.
Blowouts.
Blowouts?
Of his tyres.
Let's find out.
I want to talk to him about birds, booze and blowing it all.
Oh, blowing it all.
Close, Becky.
Very close. Next, here's old actor Christopher Timothy.
Oh, is he off that farming one?
I don't know.
I actually don't know who Christopher Timothy is.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
All creatures great and small.
He's on a documentary on TV finding out about his ancestors, but what's the missing word?
Actor Christopher Timothy is about to into his...
Two words there. You can hear it again.
Can I hear that again,
please? Yes, you can.
Actor Christopher Timothy is about to into his...
Oh, I know this one.
Yep.
Walk into his past.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's my good God, what does that leave me to say now?
Two words. Two words is what I need.
He's about to... Oh, God. He's about to walk into his pub.
Let's find out.
Actor Christopher Timothy is about to walk into his past.
Go yes! on, Becky! Yes! Got that right. Well done. Really good. Did that just come to you in a flash?
Yeah, really I didn't good. Even watch that one.
Here's the next bit from the Christopher Timothy show.
Christopher was brought up to believe he came from a long line of prince.
Becky.
Princes.
Princes.
Privets.
Let's find out.
Christopher was brought up to believe he came from a long line of privileged and wealthy ancestors.
That really has been bleeped badly anything ever.
Yeah, well, that's the name of it. Badly bleeped TV. What's wrong with that?
Christopher was brought up to believe he came from a long line of privileged and wealthy ancestors.
Don't see what's wrong with that at all. Okay, next we go to Radio 4 and a documentary. But what's the missing word? Go.
Sometimes it's hard to tell who is f***ed.
Chappers.
Sometimes it's hard to tell who is...
Yeah?
Freaked.
What do you think?
Freaked out.
Freaked out. Okay. And Becky?
Faked.
Faked?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to hear it one more time?
Yes.
Sometimes it's hard to tell who is f***ed.
You're still going with the same answers?
Yes.
Okay, let's find out.
Sometimes it's hard to tell who is fact and who is fiction.
You're doing rubbish today.
Thanks to everybody who is texting in suggestions. They're not particularly helpful, but they will.
Right, okay, next. Another Radio 4 documentary.
And it's on clear display in this action.
Well, that's quite difficult again.
And it's on clear display in this action.
Becky.
Exhibition.
Election.
Okay. Final answers?
Yes.
And it's on clear display in this election year.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Excellent. What's the score then, Carol?
One all. And now to Radio 4's book at bedtime.
Oh, this is normally very difficult.
But what's the missing word?
Don't be frightened. I'm not going to mice you.
What?
Don't be frightened. I'm not going to mice you.
Who were? That's really hard.
All I got was the mice bit at the end.
One more time?
Yeah.
Don't be frightened. I'm not going to mice you.
Compromise?
Victimise.
Okay, let's find out.
Don't be frightened. I'm not going to compromise you.
Yeah! That makes me look well intellectual.
It does.
It does.
You don't even know what that means.
No.
2-1 to Becky. Back to book at bedtime, but what is the missing word here?
That's all I wanted to tell you, she said. And showing her small, flawless t-
Oh, no. Oh, my God, I just spat then. Sorry, that's gone all over the keyboard, Becky.
Oh, I've just wiped Scott's upstairs.
Keyboard.
I was going to say.
Okay.
Your role's grown over the months.
One more time.
Yeah. That's all I wanted to tell you, she said, and showing her small, flawless t-
What is it? What is it? Go on.
Tablets.
Tablets. Mm.
Tights.
Oh, yeah, that's a better one.
Let's find out.
That's all I wanted to tell you, she said, and showing her small, flawless teeth.
Oh!
Teeth!
It was teeth! So, today, Becky wins badly bleeped TV. Let me know how you did on 8 double 1 double 9.
That was difficult.
That was hard today.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Zane Lowe's on at 7 o'clock. He's not by half, he's like 7, isn't he? And he's on the Becky cam right now. Hey, Zane.
Hi.
You're on the phone, 5 second delay. If you haven't seen this yet, it's the Radio 1 office upstairs. We just put a camera there, and it's addictive because you just watch people doing really not much, but which loads
case,
of people...
In which case, if that's all it takes, then I must be doing a great job right now.
You are looking... You look a bit like a children's TV presenter.
Hang on, I will now. There you go. That's Elmo.
Yeah.
Wow, this is riveting, isn't it?
Yeah. But no, seriously, people really, really like watching it. We're stopping people doing homework. There are people who are not leaving work because they just want to watch Becky Cam. It's very strangely addictive.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to necessarily get addicted to this myself, but I can definitely see why people do.
Yeah.
All I'm doing is staring at myself in the monitor as well, which is disconcerting.
You do look a bit uncomfortable.
Thanks.
Maybe
keep the compliments coming, pal. Why do I do this?
Maybe you could tell us what's on your show tonight on camera.
What's more disturbing is I haven't received one email.
Okay, it's radio1cam@bbc.co.uk. Email Zane Lowe right now. He's sat at the office desk.
Who's this guy right here? Who's that guy? Huh? That's the brains behind the whole thing, huh? He's the brains behind the whole operation right here.
Oh, no, here he comes again.
Look at that.
This is our boss who's on the camera again. Oh.
Sorry, no offence, but you're not the great T-shirt man either.
Oh, is that not the grey T-shirt man? That looked like the top of his head.
Oh, that was the grey T-shirt man, yeah. But this is an email from someone who's... So you're famous now? You're the grey T-shirt man?
Yeah, girls are saying...
Wait a second, is this going out on a camera and it's going on a radio as well?
Astonishingly, yeah. Yes.
This is an all-new low, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Doesn't get any lower than this.
Wow, so this is the multimedia world that we live in? This is the extent of it?
Yeah. yeah.
I don't think he was that impressed by all of that, really.
More impressed than Annie Mack was when she walked past it.
Well, that wasn't hard.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.